It's been a month since Mount Carmel Health System disclosed one of its doctors ordered what the hospital calls excessive and potentially fatal doses of pain medication for at least 34 patients. Many of those patients' families have come forward and filed lawsuits. But the news has left other families wondering if their loved ones were treated properly. WOSU's Paige Flager reports, in the weeks after the story broke, many families are requesting medical records to search for answers.
It's been 5 years since Lisa Sebring's son Adam died at Mount Carmel West.
He was 23 when he passed away. 6'5", 270 pounds, full of sunshine.
She smiles fondly at a photo on her kitchen table of Adam making a funny face. In the years since he overdosed on heroin, she put most of his photos out of sight. It was too painful to be reminded of him. But now that Mount Carmel doctor William Husel stands accused of ordering excessive doses of pain medication for his patients, she says the reminders of Adam feel unavoidable.
Every time the news comes on and they start talking about it, it's like reliving it over again.
Sebring doesn't know if Husel was Adam's doctor or if Adam received fentanyl during his stay in Mount Carmel's ICU. And she's not one of the 34 patients the hospital has identified and contacted. But as soon as she heard the news, she knew she needed to know for sure.
Part of me wonders maybe if I want somebody to blame, you know, but I just feel like, you know, if indeed this guy did do something to him, I want him held accountable, you know?
This week, she went to Mount Carmel and requested Adam's medical records. She's one of about 500 people, according to the hospital, who have requested the medical records of their loved ones in the last month. In a statement, a hospital spokeswoman says the number of records requests is about average and has not gone up significantly since the news broke. Attorney Gerald Leesburg represents many of the families bringing civil lawsuits against Husel and Mount Carmel.
We've probably talked to 50 people, 50 patients' families, specifically about Mount Carmel cases who had not been contacted or notified by Mount Carmel.
He says in some cases, families have already received their medical records from the hospital. In others, his office helped obtain them. And some people who call simply don't fit the profile of the case because their loved one wasn't in the ICU. Attorney David Schroyer also represents families in civil lawsuits against Mount Carmel. He says about 24 families have contacted his office to find out if their loved ones were affected. And there are more people out there, like Debbie Myers, who haven't yet begun the process.
Oh, my mom was, she was also my best friend. And she was so quirky and funny and kind.
Her mother, Juanita, died in March of 2017 after a few days in the ICU at Mount Carmel West. She says when she heard about what happened at the hospital, she was concerned.
We were at peace when they finally said, well, they've contacted everybody and they didn't contact us. But the little bit of the stories that I heard, which because I couldn't listen to them, they seemed kind of familiar and it made me nervous.
She tried to construct a timeline of her mom's stay in the ICU. She pulls out a stack of papers, emails she sent to update her friends on her mom's condition.
And this is where the doctor, he gave us nothing but bad news.
She does not remember the names of the doctors who treated her mom.
Thank you for calling Mount Carmel.
So she decided to ask for her records.
My name is Debbie Myers, and I wanted to know how I go about getting medical records for my mother.
A representative from Mount Carmel tells Myers about forms she needs to fill out, get notarized, and bring into the hospital's records department. She may have to pay a fee to get copies of all the medical records. Mount Carmel told Lisa Sebring it would take about a week to get the records for her son, Adam.
Can you tell me, I guess, what you're hoping for?
You know, I hope, this sounds terrible, I almost feel like I would feel better about things if this guy did do something to him, because then I know my son didn't kill himself.
She pauses, looking again at Adam's photo. Regardless of what the records reveal, she says there are no winners in this situation. Paige Flager, WOSU News.